Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. Lord, our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And the Lord, our God, has much to say when we listen. When we listen to His Word, when we listen to what He has to say, He has so much to say and share with us. And as we go forward doing His Word, we learn things we cannot learn any other way. It's a blessing to learn from the Lord our God and King. Every time the Lord shares something with me, it's another piece of truth that makes my whole life better. See, the more we understand of Him, the more we get on board with Him, the more we get on board with Him, the more we harness the laws of sowing and reaping to our favor. Now, it's not about material things. A lot of people are drawn that way. For many years, pastors have, and preachers, TV evangelists have coddled people with blessings, trying to give people hope. But all that stuff is true. Though the world, though the church, the Christian world has been unbalanced because of it. And I'm not down in prosperity. It's God's will for us to be prosperous. But first of all, we got to be like Jesus. That's why we're going to be prosperous. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all things will be added. And He used the word added, not multiplied. And there's a pure reason for it. But I'm not talking about financial prosperity as the main part. I'm talking about also when you follow God and you do His Word, your heart is towards Him, and you're understanding things more and more. You cooperate with Him more and more, and you fulfill a need. You fulfill deeper needs than what people focus on. You prevent a lot of things from happening that shouldn't happen. And you're more equipped. Your anointing will grow in that direction, and you will be able to do more of God's will in your life. You'll be able to understand things more. You'll be able to keep it because you have a healthy appreciation for the things of God, an appetite for God's Word. When you're on board with God, when you're not running, remember when Adam was on the run from God dressed in fig leaves? Well, that's how Christians are that don't listen to the Lord. They're on the run from God and they're dressed in fig leaves. They're trying to build their will instead of His. And His will is so much better than ours. And He can give you wisdom for business, wisdom for marriage, wisdom for relationships, show you the truth, and show you how to govern your life. From God's perspective, if you trust Him, you can have it. And you'll grow from glory to glory. You won't be tossed to and fro with every wind of doubt. Every time something sounds good, you run with it. Then you find something else that's geared to what you want in the first place, and you run with that, never knowing what God would have shown you in your prayer room. So you don't have to do grand things of grandeur. If you can listen and pay God some attention, God will show you how to. He'll show you how to do what's most necessary. And it don't take a lot of effort. It takes a whole lot less effort than when you're trying to build your kingdom on earth your way. But when you're building God's kingdom on earth, it's easy when you're following instructions. And every time you learn a piece of truth, it all works together with the wholesome plan of God. And this is why I say that. I was curious. And I wanted to be effective, of course. But I knew that I couldn't do but so much. And so all I really wanted when I first came to the Lord was just to be a good man. That's it. If I could just be a good man. then I would have been satisfied. Then he called me to the ministry. I said, well, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it his way. I don't know how to do this. I was just trying to be a good man. Now I got to be a man of God. And I got to be appropriate, and my life has to be truthful. Now, I wanted to be truthful in the first place. I wanted the same peace that I enjoyed with Christ when I first got saved, that same love and peace, I wanted to keep that. I wanted to enjoy the things of God. Going to church can be just like a holiday. It can be a blessing, something where you want to be. And I enjoy it. It's not a problem for me to get out of bed and go to church. That's good. I want to be there. Especially when people are lively. And it's fun. When we used to have the Sunday school, it was so much fun. It was like a highlight of the week. But, I desire to do that some more. But nevertheless, if you make it a labor, then something's wrong. But when it's a joy to go in God's presence and learn, I go to bed at night. Sometimes I'm so tired, but I still want to talk to the Lord. And I know I got to give my body some rest. I work two jobs, basically. I do a lot of things. But I don't neglect my time with the Lord. And I cherish it. While I'm working, I'm thinking and praying and worshiping God. And people will say, how do you do it? I don't know how I do it. I desire to be that way, and it happened. And I found out you can listen to the word. Your mind got to be on something. But you can choose to put it on God's word, and you'll have life. But it's not like God is always teaching me something brand new all the time. He teaches me things, and I learn continually. And I listen to the word. I train. I ask questions. Now, I start with what he brings to me. And then when he teaches me what he wants to teach me, and then I meditate on it and think about it. Ask any questions I got. And I pray over everything to ask him to help me be appropriate, and minister his word wherever it needs to be ministered to. Whenever he brings something to me, I'll jump on it and do it. And you have to train and condition yourself to do that. Rehoboam didn't have a strong kingdom because he didn't prepare his heart. You have to prepare your heart. You have to drive out what can tackle you. And I do that, but life is better than just trying to drive out the enemy. Sometimes you want to sit by the stream and eat grapes in your conquered promised land. And I do all of it. I drive the enemy out when I have to, and I make sure he's not coming back. But I do sit by the stream and eat grapes and watermelon and whatever. I take time. I take off days. I cherish the things of God. I listen to other ministers when I'm eating lunch. And I watch YouTube. It's interesting to me. I can do whatever I want to do. I can listen to music, but that's what I choose to do. It's fun to me. And when the Lord gives me a new piece of the puzzle, it's exciting to me. I want more. I'm greedy that way. I love God. This is where I need to be useful. If I go to heaven, then I can't work here. But if I do as we are here now, if I write books, the books will be here when I'm gone. If I make recordings, the recordings will be here for people to be faithful with when I'm gone. And even now, every recording is from the past, and people listen to it whenever they want to. And I don't even know it. But when we do things appropriately, and we use the time we have, it sets us up to learn more. If you're faithful God, if you notice the pattern of the Lord, He always gives faithful people more than normal because it's wise to. They'll do something with his word. And that's what it's all about. Do what's necessary with His word. Do His word. Enjoy His word. I'm not one of them preachers that's trying to make ends meet and worry and try to put pressure on people to help me, because I don't believe in what I'm doing. I believe in what I'm doing. I'm enjoying what I'm doing. And people are free to partake of it. I made it available. I'm not a salesman. I'm not a fundraiser. I don't sell books and tapes and CDs. They are free. You just have to go on there and get it. And I thank God for it. Hungry people will. And some of the people that God loves that He can use mightily, they don't have the means to buy your books and CDs. Sometimes they're in foreign countries in an underground church. I'm not going to neglect them. My prayers are with them. Sometimes they are just starting out. Sometimes they are children. Sometimes they are adults on a fixed income. And they want to know God too. Sometimes they're wealthy and their mind is on other things. But if you make things acceptable, accessible, then people can start somewhere. And maybe they'll help you do it. But whether people help me or not, I'm going to keep doing what God told me to do. I would rather for people to take these tools and use them than to give me money. Because to me, more people doing God's will is a whole lot more valuable than giving me coin. But whenever there's a need, God always me. I don't worry about money. You know, I'm doing this for the Lord. When you're in the army, you don't worry about your supplies. You're going to be supplied. You have to go get it, though. They're going to drop it out the airplane. Then you have to go in the field and make sure you're safe, and you take what they dropped and you go and do your business. It's the same thing. If more preachers would do that, then it'll be better. But and it costs. Everything costs. And I don't mind working two jobs if it helps people go forward. I did it at God's order, so I know it's working. I'm not worried. He gave me specific instructions when He told me to do it. I do it exactly like He said. He said, I sent you to my people. So people use it. Now, God loves us so much. But when you're on course learning from God, it makes it greater. You learn greater things while you're on course, while you're doing His word. And you go forward that way. It's a blessing. You're learning things you can't learn any other way. God has given you things. It's not just about preaching a good sermon either. A lot of preachers get excited when they can preach a good sermon, and it's exciting. It's exhilarating. It is. But that's not why. This is life. This is life. When we learn the life of God, we're handling the life of God. There are angels that threw it away chasing Satan. Satan may gave them some kind of illusion and they went for it. Everything that was tipping over, He caused it to fall. Everything that won't make up its mind to obey God and love God, Satan's going to attract it to him. You know, the church that's left here, you know, the five foolish virgins, they had no oil in their lamp. They had no devotion to God. They didn't live in God's strength. They let their oil run out, worrying about the problems of this life. when all you have to do is focus on the Lord. If you don't have enough vision, that will cause your life to be very frustrating. If you can't see yourself doing what you're supposed to, you're going to think that you can't have it. And you're going to limit yourself because you really believe that you can't have what you're after. And you're going to go in prayer and beg God to do something because you really don't believe you can have it. But when you're in God's presence, you know you can have it, and then you can sometimes see the way to get it. See, if you seek first the kingdom of God, whatever the problem is, it will be solved. If somebody give you what you're praying for, you don't believe you can have it, you're going to mess it up. No man can live beyond his vision. See, seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness does two things. You'll have vision because you're seeking. You're going to learn. If you seek God, you will learn. If you ask for wisdom, he will give it to you. It's not a problem. The problem is people won't do it. You're going to have more vision. And with more vision, if you're seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness, you're going to have foundation. You're going to have vision for life, and you're going to have foundation for life. Without righteousness, you don't have a relationship. You're going to have enmity without righteousness. But if you have righteousness, you have foundation, and you're receiving the living word. Satan's going to try to stop you somewhere. He's going to use lukewarm people and foolish people and backslidden people and hateful people and unlearned people to slow you down. But when you continually hearing God's word, you're gonna repel all that. You won't even know it. Because people don't like the light when they love the darkness. When people love darkness somewhere, if they got pride, lust, or greed, and then they come around a person that's pure, that love the word of God, the counsel of God, the wisdom of God, the people of God. When you love people, that's a divider. When you love wisdom, that's a divider. When you love counsel, you'll speak beyond your years, and that will aggravate the proud. When you love wisdom, God will show you how to attain greater things with less effort and less resources. That will aggravate the greedy. And when you don't condone lust, that'll aggravate people that are lustful. See, God got this thing figured out. If you love the word, things that's not right will divide away from you. You don't have to run off evil friends. They're not coming around until they go hurt themselves. When they get in trouble, they're coming. And also, humble people will have hope. You're giving them hope that there's a better way. And they're going to come. And they're going to want to know. And they're going to learn. And remember, be patient with people. People go through different stages in their life. The foolish stage, they don't know nothing about God. They go act a plump fool and mess up, and then they realize it's not working. And then they see you doing the things of God, and it's not like they thought. The enemy give people false illusion against God when they don't know it. But when they see your life in a healing process and then theirs is not so much, then they're gonna see that it's the love of God. It's not going to be hard for them to figure out that it's the love of God towards you and your love towards him that's making your life work. And then they'll be divided when they're supposed to be. Then they'll come back when they're supposed to, after they learn some things. But you're steadily learning from God. You steadily have foundation. There's no condemnation against you. There's no reason for God not to bless you. And he blesses everybody. You don't have to do spectacular things for God to love and bless you. That's just going to happen. You just have to, if you stay on board with him, you'll be able to cooperate with him. You'll see yourself doing more. You have to see yourself better off. Your vision will elevate. And your righteousness, things that's been holding you back, doubt, unbelief, all those things will fall off your life. Fear will fall off your life. And you'll come to a point that you're going to have confidence and you will grow from glory to glory. It's fun. It's awesome. It's wonderful. Now, as we grow from glory to glory doing the will of God, all these things are true and certain. You're going to have wisdom beyond your years. I say that, I run into it. People don't always appreciate it, but there are people who do. And God is after people that's sincere.